Everybody, this is Ron Amatron, and we're here for another wonderful program. And tonight is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. So we'll just see how everybody's doing tonight. And we'll do some clearings here. We'll just see if Kathy's on. And maybe we can clear some date energies. I don't know. But Kathy, are you out there?
Hi, Ron. Hello, everyone. Yes, I'm here. Yes, Ron, today's date is, Larry just posted it. Thanks, Larry. 12-22-2012. Wow, a lot of five. A lot of twos. Five twos.
Yeah, so let's do a clearing for twos, I guess, huh? So here we go. We'll just clear the two energy. That should be all that's really needed. So one, clearing those, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. Let's see how that works for everybody here. And back to you, Kathy.
Thanks, Ron. Yeah, it's a lot of the twos there, and one clearing will get them all. That's great. Thank you. Also, Ron, I was wondering if you could activate the light being on the page for the Creation Light Chip BBS Radio page, homepage. And also, may we have some water activated tonight?
Okay. We'll do the peaceful, restful, sleepful water. We'll start off with that. So everybody get a glass of water. And we'll also energize the light being. So here we go. So stronger. Stronger, stronger, you should see the light being changing, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, that should be energized for everybody. And back to you, Kathy.
Okay, was that for the light being and the water at the same time?
Oh, just the light being.
Okay, so if everyone has their water, can you go ahead and do that now while we're thinking of it?
Yeah, let's make sure they have water, so I'll wait another minute here. I don't have anybody not have it, so.
Okay, I had posted it in the fast chat that we might be doing that, so if anyone doesn't have it, they will soon. But before the program started, Ron, there was quite a lot of discussion going on in the fast chat about different clearings and some comments, and so I'd like to read a few of them to you. Keith was posting about how to clear off the Ascension 2012 barcode quickly, so I think he wanted to run it by you, that someone had suggested to just put up multiple windows and run them all at the same time for... The default time is 180 minutes. And so he was asking, too, did that include the spirit infusion at the same time for 180 during that entire clearing? So he was getting some suggestions there. So would you like to respond to that for Keith, Ron?
Spirit infusion is very good. So that might be a really good thing to do, even if it takes you a while to do it. Because the spirit infusion is very beneficial. I would definitely, you know, do that for as long as needed. And even if you want to feel better, just keep doing it, because it does feel great.
Right. You can change the time to much higher. It's that time is default set for 60 minutes. But I think what he was being told was to try setting it for the entire time of the three segments that have barcodes being removed. And then now you have suggested to Keith to extend the time if he wishes. So then also Doina was offering her suggestion, and apparently she uses a browser called Opera, which allows her to, I've never heard of this before, but she said she can put up 40 windows. And that includes, you know, several, she can do several races cleared off at a time using the Opera browser. So that sounds pretty phenomenally efficient. Any comments on that, Ron?
Well, yeah, if you can handle it, just be careful that you don't have a situation problem, you know, because you can have a problem where you're doing too much at one time, and naturally by doing so, you could end up having, you know, your body having a situation to where it gets very, very tired. So I would definitely be careful on doing that. Too many windows. It all depends what you're doing, though, but still, you know, just because one person can do it and they think it's great, I try it, and I know one person mentioned that they can do it, but some things they can't, and they just get very tired. So you want to be very careful. Be alert. So I think we got a beep out there. Then we'll do water charging right now. So here we go.
Okay.
We're going to do water charging. Then we'll get the caller. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, so just see how you're feeling, everybody. And let's see what kind of who we have on as far as a caller. I was going to say what kind of caller, but we'll see. caller, are you out there?
When doing the nasal clearing, if I separate multiple words with commas, is that okay? I've been doing it for a while, maybe a year or two, but I don't know if you've ever stated whether it's okay. Now, for example, I could say my name, then I could select other, and then for the nasal clearing, I would put, like, for example, just major cities I've been to, like Boston, comma, Houston, comma, New York City, and so I could do all that at one time. It would take a little longer, but I always thought that was workable. Or like if you want to do all the letters of the alphabet, you put A, comma, B, comma, C. Is that okay?
No, you're doing too much too quickly. So I would just...
Well, will it work? Well, I mean, it takes the same amount of time. It's not that...
I wouldn't do it so often as that. You know, don't put so much in.
Will it work?
Will it work? Not 100%, no, it won't. I'm just seeing my body's not going to be working that quickly with stuff. I would say probably not. It may work off and on, but not completely all the time.
Okay, and can I let you take off some energy from the right side of the body around the abdomen?
Yeah, we'll be doing that when we go to the light ship tonight. That'd be good. So just request that, you know, as we go up to the light ship. That'd be a wonderful thing to do. We could do that in a room. I'm writing it down right now, so we'll go into a room where we can take off energies around us here. Want to remind me, Kathy? So thank you for calling. Good ideas there. Back to you, Kathy.
Okay, just to follow up on that discussion we were having about the multiple windows up, as many as 40, as reported by Doina. She also wanted to add that she does do that. If she does something that intensive, afterwards she does another clearing called body rejuvenation that is on the website, or the circulatory clearing to bring her body back into harmony again. So it's sort of like what you were saying, Ron. It could be too much for some people. It sounds like she's had a little experience with this.
Yeah,
I think
so,
that's working,
you know,
okay for Doina.
Yeah, if it works for you, that's fine. But, you know, I wouldn't want to have a newbie come on and say, oh, I'm going to do, you know, 50 to 80 clearances. I can get two computers up here and run them. And, no, you may find yourself to be laid out for the next day because your body can't process it, which which means if your body cannot process it, then that means that you're going to get tired, and you may have to lose work. So anyway, that's all that I'm saying is you got to be very careful what you're doing.
Yeah, it's best to go conservatively when we get started on these things, especially when it comes to barcodes. I would love to do that too, but I have a problem with my computers stopping or doing something else. Sometimes a backup all of a sudden, or some other strange thing. Anyway, so thank you very much for explaining that and your suggestions to help keep out. And then there was a question earlier at the very beginning from Corey, Ron, and he's been working on the alien attack clearing. And he's enjoying, he says, option number 4, which has the many things to clear, many choices. He is suggesting, he's asking, what is the inharmonious color frequencies? Wondering if that's an important one to do.
Well, we could try that now. So here we go, everybody. Let's just see how this is going to work out for you. We're going to do one for the art harmonics. I want you to sense a place on your body, feel a place on your body, whatever, seems to work for you. And we are going to take away the odd harmonics that are there. So here we go. You have something there. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So that's just in general odd harmonics with your body. Sometimes the different colors could be a little different, the type of the way the energy is coming to you. Just see how you're feeling right now. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, so just to not gloss over that too much, you're saying that the odd harmonics is an energy clearing to get that certain situation or certain feeling energy that doesn't feel right off of you. And that was a general one you just did. So how could he apply that to himself, maybe to a particular situation, and type that in?
No. Normally it's just a body problem. So I guess you could possibly do that, but I put it up for body stuff going on with people.
Okay, so he's also asking in option number 4, what are human parasites to clear? That's one of the items listed to clear and hasn't heard of it before, human parasites. Can you please give him a little bit more information about that, Ron?
We have that, we have human parasites. You have things that you don't know about that you can't see. Sometimes, a tapeworm could be a parasite. So here we go. Let's try to release that from you, buddy. So we'll just see if we can get rid of the energy on it. I can't say I'll get rid of the tapeworm, but you might feel a change. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Here you go, everybody. So just kind of see how your body is relating to this clearing. If you feel any changes, you might feel a little different. You might feel the energy inside of you fluctuating slightly. Everything, you know, and you know, typically will happen. So it all depends how your body is experiencing this energy. Back to you, Kathy.
Okay, Ron, yeah, some comments on the fast chat from the last two clearings you did when you did the odd harmonic. Some people said they could walk better. They had stiffness. It's their heads clearer. Some people felt their shoulders loosening, some tightness and tension releasing. So you said that was a body clearing. So that's on the Alien Attack page. If anyone wants to do it, Ron said it's a general body odd harmonic. And that will clear off the odd the energy around you that's working against you, I guess.
Everything alien that you're dealing with is typically going to have some kind of odd harmonic component to it. That could include an infection that you have in your body. Could you know, include maybe like if you have a sore throat or something, you're not healing well. That's typically, caused by that. So odd harmonics are what you want to get rid of. If you are suffering from something or you have a chronic condition of something, not knowing, what it is, what I'd recommend is, do that clearing. Also do the magnetic twisted body clearing. We have that on a bundle. I think the body jumpstart. A lot of times, what you're dealing with, but if you do have a situation that's been haunting you for a long, long, long time, and you haven't done one of those two clearings, you may want to look at that. But I would do the bundle first, and if not, do the odd harmonic frequency clearing. It's called harmonic frequency clearing is what it's called on the website. So you could just type that in, and it should make you feel a little better. I'll do it again here. So I want you all to focus on something. It could be anything. Maybe for some reason, you have itches on your body someplace. Maybe you're always scratching a certain location. Well, just think of what a dog does when they scratch. Maybe they got fleas, or something, some kind of parasitic energy with them that you probably can't see, but they're scratching, So you have to look at that is, how does that pertain to you? Okay, are you scratching? So that means something is inside of your energy system. So here we go, everybody. Let's give this a shot here. So you have to think of something, some location on your body that you may have a problem. And we're going to help you to release the odd harmonics in that. So go. 1, 2. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And do it again here if you have any relief. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, oh boy, 9, and 10. One more time here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, let's see what kind of comments we get here. Then we'll go to the light ship in about 5 minutes here. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, Ron just cleared the odd harmonic energy again. And he mentioned that if you felt something on that, not only is it an option for the body, but there's a whole life clearing on the website that you could check into. And also he suggested you might want to look into magnetic twisted body clearing. And Cheryl commented that the magnetic twisted body untangles all those energy pathways, and it's wonderful. A few other people felt the release in their head. That was when you did it the first time. For the odd harmonic clearing, the one on the website's called Harmonic Frequency. Some people are saying that, Amy said that it relaxes tension when you release the odd harmonics. I really like that. And actually, that's what a lot of people did comment on when you did the first clearing for the odd harmonics, Ron. So it's great that we got to talk about this, and it's not something we did get to really hear about too often. But it looks like it's having quite a broad range reaction, and people seem to think they might need it. So, and the scratching, people are saying they have had some scratching going on. That was kind of that word, odd. Okay, thank you. And now, Ron, there was a question earlier that I think we might want to get to before we go to the light ship, because it's great to have this cleared off before we go to the light ship, and also perhaps maybe the winter solstice that Iron Man is reminding us happened yesterday. It was marked on the calendar as the winter solstice, and he's suggesting that perhaps we ought to timeline crash that. Would you think about that, Ron? Great.
Yeah, let's give that a shot. So here we go. Timeline crashing that. So one, the energy of the solstice yesterday, 21st. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'll do it one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Boy, there we go. Okay, so back to you, Kathy.
Okay, thanks so much. Let me just check that there weren't some other types of clearings that we were requested of. Before we can go to the light ship, there was quite a few questions here. There was a suggestion to timeline crash the emotion of grief due to major loss felt more over holidays this month.
Okay, here we go. So one, the grief timeline crash. Two, three, four, five, six, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And there we go. So back to you, Kathy. Let's go to the light ship right now, everybody. Oh, here we go. Going up, bringing up your animal pet. Plants, if you wish, going up. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We're there. And we'll go into the first room, and I'll just take requests for about 5 rooms, and we'll come back. So here we go. Let's go into the room that has the silver water, first of all. It's very nice. So here we go. Silver healing water. So one, two, three, four, and five. We're in that room. And we'll go into the room with the butterflies and request your healing. One, two, three, four, and five. And that one is very nice. We'll go into a room that has the cat energies. And here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And the hot tub room, and we're going in there. And this room has, it looks like it's a, I don't like a green gel right now, so let's go into that room. So here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And that one feels pretty good. We'll go into the room that has the ponies. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. And the next room we're going into will be a room that has the oxygen. So again, here comes number 15, oxygen. So one, two, three, oh boy, four, and five. And let's go into the room that has the rainforest energies. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. That feels pretty good. So let's go into another location. We'll go into the room that has crystals here. And this will be the amethyst crystal geode. And here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. And let's go into one more room before we come back. And we're going to go into a room that's going to work with the energies that are attached to our body. So we'll first work with the energies that have attached to our left side. Here we go. Going into that room. So one, two, three, four, and five. And right side energies. One, two, three, four, and five. And energies that are attached to the front of us. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, backside, one, two, three, four, and five. And let's do something that could be attached to us that we don't know exactly where it is. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. That feels pretty good to me. And we're going to go into one more room here, and we'll just go into the room that has peace energy. Here we go, peace energy. So stronger, feel stronger, 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 and stronger. And here we go, everybody. We'll come back now from the light ship, bringing our animal, pets, flower, tree garden, plants back with us here. Coming back down. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, we're back down now. We'll just see how everybody's feeling. So back to you again, Kathy.
Seems like everyone had a wonderful time, very enjoyable. So many could see things, feel things. So let's see. Tammy says that the crystals, when we went in the crystal room, they vibrate such peace in him. And a lot of people felt the body energy clearing, just could feel it leave. Shane saw the big plants in the forest room, and Lisa said those silver raindrops are heaven. I just really like the comments everyone puts in. Thank you so much, because for those of us who really can't see it or don't feel it, it brings it to life in addition to what Ron describes. So we went into so many different rooms. Everyone liked the ponies. They were so cute. The oxygen was very invigorating, and I did feel that, too. I could feel myself sort of spark up. The hot tub room, someone said, feels great. And they liked getting in the hot tubs. They actually saw themselves getting in. Wow. So this is always such a great experience. I'm looking for more comments. If I see more, I'll read them. Heidi saw sparkly silver all over, and they enjoyed the cats, seeing the cats and the plants. It just gives you an idea of how incredibly wonderful that the light chip is, the creation light chip. It's our place of source energy, and we're so fortunate to have Ron, because he is the one and only light being who is here physically on the planet to take us and to talk about ascension. And he's helping us prepare our bodies and spirits for the true ascension. So that's what this visit is about. It's like a sample, but a healing does occur, and many people do see and feel their healings. It's up to us, though, to take responsibility to connect to our spirit and talk to it through our heart center. Take advantage, too, of the 8-hour intensive, which are held every month. If you're on the mailing list and you've been listening for any period of time, you know what I'm talking about. If not, and you're new, you can just go to the creationlightship.com website and check their conferences, the link there, or the link on the top that says events. There's also lots of posts here in the fast chat, which will direct you to the right place. It's just something that's so important for ascension preparation. We've done many, many programs talking about it, a lot of archives about it, a lot of verified experiences of people who don't ever want to miss going up to the light ship for the month or this particular program on Saturday night. It is just that wonderful, and there's nothing else like it anywhere as far as healing goes. So, let's see. Now, thank you again so much for that, Ron. Someone's asking if they could possibly do, or if it's too general, a timeline crash for the word suffering.
No, I'm not going to do that.
So, no, I think they're asking for themselves. They want to do it.
Yeah, they could do a timeline crash for that, yes. That would help. Anything dealing with will work fine for that. On a timeline crash, because that's a situation that you are dealing with, purposely, or just, coming into your realm of experience. So you have to remember that. That's what timeline crashes are designed for. Let's deal with the energies of people that are being abducted because of date today of 2012. Which is 21st and the 22nd, and it's pretty high intensities right now. So here we go. Let's do some clearing. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7,
8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so maybe dealing with a lot of energies that you really don't understand. Main thing is that there's a lot of energies coming in now. I'm working a lot with pyramid energies, the Sphinx energies, the energies that are underneath them. I see a lot of blue energies coming in from alien races, so that's what I've been dealing with in the last probably a couple of weeks pretty intensely. So if you are feeling strange or a little different, it's possible you got cloned out, number one. Number two, maybe you might feel or sense people around you acting strange with maybe a very, very limited vocabulary. So what happens that I'm finding is that some of the people that have been cloned out don't have a really long attention span, and they also don't have a lot of information that is commonly known to everybody. You find somebody there who is just not knowing what's happening, then realize that they are probably cloned out, and unfortunately that's just the way it goes. They realize that they have to keep, you know, their body more conscious. So that's the process that we have here, that people do get cloned out, and they are getting cloned out continuously. So if you find somebody around you that's acting kind of strange, just know that that's what's going on. So have you seen anything out there, Kathy? Anybody commenting on that?
Not particularly about that, but some people did just type in that they could feel some of the abductee energy, and that today this program was the only relief they've had all day.
Very interesting, yeah.
Jacob says, the more I get in balance, the more I know I'm home. People just are saying they just feel more balanced right now. I think these are some of your regular listeners, Ron. They do feel balanced, they say, but they are feeling aware of some abduction energies. Bonnie said she was dizzy off and on today. So if anyone has any comments about it, I'll read them. I'm going to post it in the fast chat right now. And if you asked a question earlier in the program, that was about 12 pages ago in the fast chat. It's going fast. I might have missed it, so please feel free to retype that in, and I'll do my best to read it out. Jason says, most people are completely ignorant of what is going on right now. And that's right, Jason. We're very fortunate to be the aware ones and to do the clearings. I know some people who reported on past shows, Ron, that they were doing timeline crashes for the December 21st date, 2012, and the false ascension, up to thousands of those timeline crashes, just dedicating their days to doing that. So maybe that helps some of the intensity for the rest of us. Maybe that's why the rest of us don't feel too much of it. Yolanda says, I read that. Dorna says, can we clear blue energy with the space clearing? She wants to know. Blue energy.
Yeah,
can that be cleared?
That may work. Other things, how much you're attached to it also. So it's, I'll do a clearing here for the Egyptian energies here, which we'll call blue energies. Here we go. So 1, 2, and it could be other races too involved, but I know they're underneath the pyramid, so that's what I'm dealing with. 1, working with 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. You might feel a little better, I don't know, as the energy gets lifted here. And back to you, Kathy.
Yes, Ron. Some people are saying that they do feel better. They're starting back up their timeline crashes. Mick says he felt quirky today. Sue says she is dealing with more clones. Some are just doing more timeline crashes and have intense dreams. Janice has intense dreams. So, Ron, if someone wanted to help you clear or lift those energies, could you give them a suggestion as to what words they could put in their own personal timeline crashes on their own computer?
I would not.
For example, blue lights, blue energy.
I would not do anything that I'm doing. So you just want to clear it for yourself, that's great. I don't want to do anything that, you know, that's going to be working with me on these energies. It could be too hard on you.
Okay.
So,
if some people who you have written here that they were feeling a little, you know, quirky, they said, or, you know, they had some tension or they have problems with their body or dizzy, and you just cleared some blue energy, so maybe they're asking if they can also do that for themselves. Blue energy or blue energies, would those be the words? Anything blue?
Yeah, you want to do, I would say that'd be correct, yes, uh-huh. So the blue energy would be in the Middle East. You could probably put that down.
Okay, so in case you didn't hear that, Ron said blue energy from the Middle East on your timeline crash. So Natalie just wrote, thanks, Ron. Yes, that's what she's been feeling, the bad energies from the blue energies. And when you did that clearing just now for the blue, to lift the blue energies, Cammie said he felt pressure all over his body from that. And some people felt better, some people felt dizzy. Some people feel like the depression leaving. So
yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. I'll do one more. I'll do the energy that's connected to people here from Sirius. Here we go. Then we'll do Orion. So here's Sirius energies. Maybe there's, you know, could be thousands of these energies out there from Sirius, but we'll just pick on one of them here that are connected to most people. Here we go. So this is the Sirian energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll do the Orion energies. Just one of them that's connecting to people. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So if you feel any kind of relief now, then you need to get in and do that 2012 Ascension barcode, because those names are listed there, and you can put other names in too. And, you know, just because, you know, if we have a show that's in 2013, we're still going to have the 2012 barcode up there, because naturally it's going to still work, and you still could be connected to something that was brought forth this year. So it's very good to do that clearing. And I would say if you do feel any kind of relief now, then get in there and, you know, pay for that clearing and just keep it up and keep doing it. So back to you, Kathy.
Thanks, Ron, for clarifying that. So everyone, you can please read the comments in the fast chat that are trying to keep up with Ron's clearing, so you can follow along here in case you were just getting in the moment and didn't catch the name of the clearing he was doing or the energy he was releasing. So Mike is asking if you can do a peace clearing maybe, you know, soon. And Sharina wants to know if she has mostly blue colors in her house, or someone is surrounded by the color blue, let's say. Is that going to pose any kind of an issue?
I don't think so, no. They could be coming in with the blue energy, but you know, we do have colors here, and you know, that's just part of life, having colors. So, to be attached to a color, I would say yes, but I don't think I would get involved with it too much, you know.
Yeah, maybe she can always run the color blue on a natal barcode clearing if she's got it a lot, around her a lot, or if someone wears it a lot, or if someone's wearing red and green a lot for the season or something.
Yes,
that would be a good thing, maybe to take off, put on your natal barcode. So, Ron, I thought I heard a beep. If so, if there's a caller there, please go ahead and state your name and question for Ron.
Good evening. This is Marcy.
Hi, Marcy.
Hi. Does that mean that we shouldn't be wearing blue?
No, I didn't say that. I just, you know, anything out there could be connected to you, you know. So I'm not saying that, you know, that's the case. I'm just saying that these energies seem to use blue, and that's how they look when they show up. So, you know.
Okay. So they could be disguised, too, it sounds like.
Yeah, that's possible, you know.
You remember you said if we wore, like, foil over our head. What about if we wore some kind of vest, too, or if we could sew something with a vest with either foil or that cover you talked about for a hot water heater? Would that help protect
the heart? Yeah, you might try that. And just see how it works, you know. Might be great. Might help you out a lot with, you know, the tax going on.
I sent a couple emails about the nano clearing. It worked for the first 7 numbers, and then my computer crashed, and it won't work anymore. And I don't know how to know what to write to you, because I don't know. I know you're really busy. I'm just not sure how to fix that problem. Should I write to Webmaster or something? Or?
Yeah, why don't you do that? Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you for all what you do for us. I really appreciate
it. Oh, you're very welcome, Marcy.
Have a wonderful night.
Okay, you too. So let's do another one here. Do something that's going to work with we'll just pick on you can pick on one of the maybe there's alien races in the Middle East, okay? And after every alien race here is here. So just I'll do a clearing for the one that you wish to think of, okay? We have different races, their cultures, nationalities. And here we go. So think of the one you want to release to see if they're coordinated, connected to you some way. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. Okay. Here we go. So just see if you have any energy attachments to people. So back to you, Kathy.
Yeah, that was good on the energy cords. Ron just released the energy cords that might be attached to us from a race that we were thinking of in the Middle East. And on CLS questions that came in a few days ago, Ron, there's a question here that I've been meaning to get to. And it's from Arjen in the Netherlands. He said he'd be listening tonight. He wants to know if you could give him any kind of insight into the banging and buzzing in the sky in the northern provinces in the Netherlands where he is.
Boy. It almost feels like a military operation to me. So that's what it feels like. I don't think it's alien. It's like some type of military energy is going on up there. So that's what I kind of get a hit on. Well, let's bring in some peace energy for everybody. We'll end our show here. So here we go. Peace energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. One more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. So everybody, so just say blessings to all of you, and thank you, Kathy. We'll see you on maybe the call tomorrow. 8-hour call starts at 10 a.m. California time. And we'll get rid of some alien parasitic life forms and critters. And we also have our special call that we do once a year. It'll be the first Sunday of January. That call is $20. It's on the 6th of January, 2013, where you can sample the energies coming into the planet month by month for next year. And it'll probably be pretty close. The light only works in the now, so it's what's going to be coming here in a sense. So it's kind of hard to say that as everything changes, but it is a very good way to experience the energies. So thank you, Kathy, and we will see you later. Blessings, everyone.
Thank you too, Ron. Good night, all.